Welcome in to the O-Town Get Down podcast, where we are back. This episode, we are kind of doing our recapping of all the sports from this past weekend. So on hand today, we do have Hunter Mac.
It's and poppin'.
Gurno is back making his appearance on the show.
Gurno.
Finally had the time to come back.
Yeah. Pumped.
I'm so pumped.
Mm-hmm.
There was big games last week.
Again, we are broadcasting from the Omaha Marriott. Mm-hmm. Stop by, say hi to the staff. Great amenities here.
Heartwood Cafe.
Pool, restaurant,
yeah.
Lounge area.
Man. Concierge on the sixth floor, hit them up. Good people. You got to pay for that premium access, though. But great people on the sixth floor.
Actually, can't even pay for it. You got to earn your way through status and nights and points and all that.
All right, then. You heard it first.
So, yep, we are from the Omaha Marriott. And we're really just going to get into our first segment of just recaps, really, from college football.
Yeah.
NFL. Maybe touch
post-league on baseball, baby. Also, by the way, Justin totally forgot the name of our podcast right before we turned this on, but he's back. We're back.
Yeah,
it's okay. It was just like the curtain comes up and you forget your entire lines.
Yeah.
It's cool. All right.
Okay. So,
Gurno, what do you want to talk about first?
All right. So, college football.
Yeah.
Okay, last Friday, Colorado and Oregon. That was a blowout. Win from Oregon.
Yeah.
Didn't really surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
One that surprised me was Miami winning on top of Virginia.
Yeah. That was a big ranked win for
big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Mm hmm.
Any other games you guys want to mention?
I don't know. LSU, Florida. That was a pretty big game.
I knew Joe Burrow was going to come out. Said it last time.
He did. He was precise. He was accurate.
Performed.
I was not worried about that. I was more worried about Kyle Trask, the Florida quarterback, who's way better than Felipe Franks. Felipe Franks going down.
All in Felipe Franks.
Yeah, Felipe Franks going down was actually a blessing in disguise for Florida because they've got a real competitor with Kyle Trask. He went to Manville High School in Houston, and he was the backup to, I think it's DeAndre King, the University of Houston quarterback. You remember the guy who redshirted?
DeAndre. Yeah, that's
right. I think that's his name. Last
he redshirted,
name.
Yeah. Because
but he backed him up at Manville and never got to see the light of day, walked on to Florida, and now his time has finally come to fruition. So I like the kid. You know, he's a Houston local, so good for him. Another big game.
Georgia losing?
Wow.
That was Gamecocks.
Yeah.
Two to second overtime. Glasses, dude, on that.
Georgia. Rodrigo Blankenship. Hot rod. Hot rod action. Wide left. Yikes.
Hype me up. I don't like Georgia.
I mean,
I didn't think
Georgia's just different. Yeah. They're just different this year.
I did not count them in my top four in the last week. So definitely with them losing this year, they're definitely on my top four.
I think they still have a shot. If they win out.
Well, if they win out, they still control their own destiny.
But they still got to play Florida.
Florida.
Which, that's going to be a tough one. So
another one that I watched was the Red River Showdown. Texas-Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That was a great game.
That was.
Offense struggled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the quarterback's name, but he was throwing some dime key throws, and their wide receivers weren't helping him out.
Sam Ellinger.
I don't like Texas. I don't really know their quarterback.
No one really likes Texas. I'm from Texas, and I don't like Texas. So let's just put it that way.
Jalen Hurts.
CeeDee Lamb.
Yep. I will say this about Sam Ellinger. I really like his story and kind of where he's come from. You know, he's had a lot of trials and tribulations in his life. His dad died in an Ironman race when he was like 12 years old, and he had to go fly out to San Francisco, and it was
huge. He just fits Texas perfectly, kind of like.
Well, he is from Austin. He's a Westlake kid.
He's
just
like that Colt McCoy.
Yeah. I mean, Colt McCoy, I think, was more country than Sam Ellinger. Sam Ellinger. But no, I like Sam.
From that outside point of view, I just kind of see that type of quarterback fitting Texas.
Yeah.
Texas' program.
Another one. The Baylor Bears, 6-0.
That is true. Out of nowhere.
The 6-0 is the Minnesota Golden Gophers. To me, they're the worst 6-0 team in the country.
I don't know, man. They look pretty solid with that running game. They got some big ass.
Do they
dudes.
Look solid, or did Nebraska just look that bad?
No, I mean,
I'm pretty sure we looked that bad.
I would say we looked bad. It was Eric Shenander. Is that how do you say this? I always stutter. Shenander. That was probably his worst game of the entire season from just the X's and O's. I mean, he was leaving holes. I was talking to Gurno in the parking lot. Two parking lot. I mean, there's some replays where you don't even see defensive linemen or offensive linemen. It was bad.
We're big. We're huge up front.
Which is so weird because guys were out.
It seems like, I guess we're so slow.
It's not even that. Guys were so out of place. Like, Mo Berry would.
Our linebackers are just, like, flowing, like, out of place. And
I didn't see Mo Berry, like, anywhere near, which I think Minnesota, credit to them, you know, P.J. Fleck had the right, you know, X's and O's and Jimmy and Joe's going. So it worked out fine.
Our linebackers are just hit and miss.
I know, man. So
it's rough. It's rough to watch.
I mean, this is
watch that game. I watched maybe like the first half, and I just stopped watching it.
This is what I expected. Not a blowout from Minnesota, but you know, just there's gonna be some pretty big speed bumps this year. We've already won four games, so I'm pumped. As long as we get to 6-6, bowl eligibility, I'm happy. Honestly, I think
just this rebuilding process.
This is a 4-year process, man. I mean, it really is.
He doesn't have his players yet.
Nope, he doesn't. Federal came out. Credit to him. He's a gamer. He balled out. He gave it everything he got. He was running and, you know.
Doesn't help when the center snaps the ball over his head half the time.
Yeah, we got
to get. He was a tight end before he came. He went to, like, Beatrice or something.
Yeah,
he was a tight end.
He's the first true freshman in Nebraska history since 1971.
So it takes rebuilding. So.
But that year we won the national championship, so I don't understand it. I don't.
It's like, come on.
I don't know. But
they got so much potential, but they're not using it.
We didn't throw McCaffrey out there at quarterback?
Well,
I know we want to save him, but
that would have been
what are we going to save him?
I think that would have
game then win.
That's what I'm saying. I think that would have been, if I'm not mistaken, his third game. So he's got one more game after that, and you know,
so does that mean he is going to be playing one of these upcoming weeks?
Could be. I mean, that's maybe what Frost is thinking. You know, for the Indiana game or Purdue, we bust out some new packages or something like that. Maybe go back to that triple option.
Why don't we go back to that I-form triple option? Like, that was so cool to watch.
It was. And the crowd.
Clearly, our regular style of offense was not working. So
we're just
something else out.
We're not built for it anymore. We don't have the guys for it. We just don't have the size, and we can't. Unless we put Farniak at fullback, it's just not going to work, man.
Dedrick Mills at fullback, I mean, that can kind of work just because that's
true.
How he's used to playing.
Yeah.
So I just hope we can see some improvement going into this bye week this week.
You got to worry about these bye weeks. They work one of two ways. One, you shake it off and you get a good week of rest, or this carries over. And I don't think Frost is going
to
let this carry over.
He doesn't want to.
But, I mean, you got to win against Indiana. Or
you gotta win
because you're looking.
Yeah, I got Wisconsin still on the schedule
on the road against Purdue. Still a winnable game, even if you lose to Indiana, Iowa at home.
I really hope we win.
Maryland on the road just is a tricky game. I know Maryland's kind of fallen by the wayside, but I don't know.
Type around them.
Yeah, we'll see what the season says. I mean, I'm fine with 4-3 right now. I think it's okay. It's not where you want to be, but
not where I expected Nebraska to be.
Oh, I know. You were Mr.
Okay, well, I said 10-2, but like,
yeah.
Even if people said 8-4, like, we're not even looking at 8-4 anymore.
I was 7-5.
We're lucky to get to 6-6 at this point.
No, I think we can go 7-5 because let's see. We pick up Indiana 2 weeks from now, or I guess a week and a half, and then Purdue on the road. That's a winnable game. That's two right there. Mm-hmm. And then you win on the road against Maryland. That's your hope. That's your only. And then maybe you get a toss up against Iowa. That's highly unlikely because Iowa's defense is stout.
Talk about Iowa. How about that Penn State one?
Ooh.
That was a pretty good game.
Yeah, it was. That it was.
Just thank God we don't play Penn State for a little while.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, let's get to the best game of the week, the top game of the week.
Before we do that, one quick thing, as all Nebraska fans on this show, we can all agree, what the hell are we doing going to Ireland? That's such a weird concept to me. I don't like it. I don't.
No.
I mean, Nebraska apparently has already sold out 7 sections, like, of the block seats.
Jeez.
I mean, go figure, but it's just, in general, I don't think that's a good idea for recruiting, but that's just me. Who knows?
What people in Ireland are college football fans.
We'll see.
I don't know.
how it turns out, but The big time matchup I really want to get into was the Redskins and Dolphins.
Toilet bowl.
Yeah.
The booty cheeks bowl.
So I guess, would you say in this scenario, the Dolphins came out victorious?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Because now they're going to lock up 2-0.
Essentially get 2-0.
Yikes.
So, yeah, this is really the battle of the lesser two.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not get to watch it, but I did get the honor of watching highlights online. So Adrian Peterson over 100 yards.
Good for him.
Yeah.
How the hell is he still in the league? I don't know. Just defining time. Him and Frank Gore.
I don't know. But
Steven Jackson's still kicking it for the Rams. I'm kidding.
Yeah. No, you're a Steelers fan, Hunter. What do you feel about your season now, 2-4?
It's pretty good.
Big win against the Chargers.
On point.
That, honestly, seeing the LA Galaxy Stadium like be sold out by Steeler fans is just a testament to how loyal the fan base is and how widespread it is. I mean, if you watched any of that game, there's terrible towels everywhere. Like, every Steeler fan from LA came out to that game. I know the Chargers are having a down year, and it's Los Angeles, so it's kind of, I want to say, a fair weather fan base, but you got two teams there and the Rams. So
that was a bad move from Chargers going.
I think the Rams have kind of stolen all the fans early on, especially with making their playoff runs.
Delvin Hodges, duck. That's the guy. I think that's the guy, man.
That's the guy,
He's a guy's guy, and he's He's the FCS all time leader. I know I said this last time. FCS leader in passing yards and completions. I know it's FCS, not FBS, the highest level, but the guy knows how to throw football, okay? Guy's got an arm. Yes, he's undrafted, but, I mean, he's playing. He's a gamer. I like him. I mean, we'll see if he plays the Ravens again, but throw him in there. Why not? He's the guy. I'm calling it, he's the guy.
Another one big one is for the Jets against the Cowboys.
Holy shit.
I think Dak should be gone. He's not that good.
Wasn't it weird how a month ago we were all talking about the Cowboys and, like, you know, Dak's getting his $35 million, you know. And
he blew that against
Jerry Jones. Is a smart man right now for not paying Dak that.
Yeah. He threw 3 picks in the last couple quarters when they could have beat Green Bay.
Yikes.
Talk about Green Bay. Those refs helped them a lot against the Lions.
Just a little bit. I mean,
you know, the guy's hand was on his shoulder the whole time.
Yeah, but
roughing. Pants to the face.
That was awful. That was so bad, man.
Yeah.
And
another update. Justin, how about your Jaguars against the Saints? That was a little more of a game. Good defense, but 13-6.
Teddy Bridgewater! Yeah. Also, the Pope blessed the Saints. Did you see that? He sent out a tweet saying, bless all the Saints. He used the hashtag Saints, and it popped up with the Saints logo. Yeah. So you were doomed, man.
So,
like,
I mean, there's no way of us.
No. 0%.
Yeah, it was really defensive slugfest. And
so Jalen Ramsey's a Ram now, dude.
Jalen Ramsey is.
He's very Ramsey.
He is a Ram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very Ramsey. Fucking killing it.
You know, I'm glad he clearly didn't want to play another snap for the Jags. So
he indicated that, a lot.
Made up all these fake injuries he had and excuses not to play. So
glad
he's out of there. I think we got a pretty good haul for him, getting 2 first-round picks and a 4th-round pick. I think we just got to move on and look to the future. Mm-hmm. So this is probably not our year. Hopefully you can kind of hit hard in the draft and make the right selections. So I think we got the quarterback. We got 2 solid quarterbacks. So I think that's good as of now. I think we just got to really start hitting on other key positions we're in need of. So it's from a big takeaway.
I don't know what surprised this game of the 49ers. They're balling.
Niners are for real, man. I think
they're going to go pretty far.
Yeah.
I picked them up on my fantasy team, number 2 defense. Hopefully it sticks like that. Maybe 5-2 this week.
They can definitely take the West. It's just the
Rams look all – well, Seahawks.
So here's the thing. Rams will get rolling. I think they have some suck-ass schedule the next 3 weeks, and then everybody's going to be like, oh, the Rams back. Are they fixed? And they're going to run into a brick wall against the Niners. So we'll see. But I think – honestly, the Niners will probably make a wild card spot. I Well. I just think expertise comes down the stretch with Russell Wilson. You know, he's been there before, knows how to win. But we'll see.
I wouldn't be surprised three teams in that division make the playoffs, though. Niners, Rams, Seahawks.
That's true, because, I mean, the NFC East is straight ass. Somehow the Giants are still in one game. One game. Yeah.
The Eagles got crushed by Cousins came out.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins. Good for him.
Probably saw all the hate trying to show everyone up.
Mm-hmm.
Proved it.
Because, I think there'll be two teams that come out of the North. It'll probably be the Packers. I mean, that's another division I can see three teams going. Couldn't you?
I think it's either going to be one of the other Bears or Vikings.
Lions are
Lions.
Lions probably should have won that game.
Yeah,
so
they really should.
The Bears aren't really going any. I mean, they're not. They still have that defense, so you can't count the Bears out. But
they should have been
still for grabs. I think Green Bay right now kind of has it on lock, but I mean, it's still early, so anything can happen.
Any other big? Oh yeah, the Texans.
Texans beating the Chiefs. That was a great game.
Bulls on parade, man. They're looking good.
The Chiefs' defense is iffy. The offense, Mahomes a little hurt.
Yeah,
this ankle tweaked up, and he hurt it again against.
Hey, I'm Patrick Mahomes. I talk like Kermit. How you doing? I love Patrick Mahomes though.
He's a cannon of an arm.
Does.
The other one we didn't really mention was the Browns Seahawks. That was a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Really hope that. Chris Carson helped me a lot with my team this week, but kind of wanted to see the Browns pull it out.
Honestly, you wanted to see the Browns pull out? Is that what you're saying? Like
I wanted them to win.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, just making sure.
I kind of like seeing the Browns, like, just add to the dumpster fire that is their organization. Like,
I hope those fuckers go 0-16 every year. I can't stand the Cleveland Browns. It's a disgrace.
I don't care for them, so I mean, gosh, yeah, I don't even know if we'll make the playoffs this year. I mean,
screw them.
Their coach was
Freddie Kitchens. He was not cooking up in the kitchen.
That was the wrong choice.
One game I was so pumped. Atlanta lost to Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray came out, balled out.
Kyler Murray.
I don't like the Falcons. The Falcons have a lot of potential, but they're not using it. Our defense isn't too good.
Yeah, Dan Quinn is gone in about 3 weeks because Arthur Blank came out and said, if I don't see some progress in the next 3 weeks, he went from, I have full confidence in my head coach to, if I don't see some progress in 3 weeks, Dan Quinn is done.
Whether it's now or at the end of the season, he is done.
True. I don't think they'll tarmac him. That's just where they, you know, like, I don't think they'll do it mid-season, but, I mean, it's a possibility. If they go, like, they lose another two in a row.
Well, they got the Rams this week. It's not looking much easier.
No, it's not.
Like, this should have been a for sure win.
All right. Any other? Well, postseason baseball. Did you have any other games you guys wanted to
recap? No, we covered pretty much all of them.
Postseason baseball.
Nationals are on fire.
Natitude, bro. It's real.
They look like my Royals back in 2014. I think they're going to go all the way. I don't know. The Astros are pretty good.
It's the Strohs year. I think it's the Strohs.
They got the pitching staff. Their hitting's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They picked up that Rays pitcher that game six.
Yeah.
His glove was high. That was a fastball. When it was low, it was a curveball, and they got it.
Yeah.
Four straight hits.
I think also the American League. I'm a huge National League fan. I love to see pitchers bat, but. What do you mean why? It's the purest form of baseball. There's a reason why it's called the senior circuit and not the junior circuit like the American League is called. So
I disagree with that because I love being a DH when I play baseball at the time.
No, and fuck that. Get that pitcher who has no business in that batter's box so I can watch him either whiff or go yard. And it's fantastic. You can't tell me when Bartolo Colon went yard. That wasn't one of the greatest moments. Like. Dude. Or when Madison Bumgarner just looks like he's going to kill somebody and just goes 450 to left field.
He's not a giant anymore.
I know, but it's,
I don't know where he's going to end up.
I don't know either. Any other big pitching hitters? Oh, yeah, Babe Ruth. That's right. Sorry. Yeah, he was a pitcher first. So how about that? Carlos Zambrano. That was always fun. That guy was roided up, though. Yeah, it's postseason baseball right there, guys.
Baseball,
not much to add.
Hockey's going on right now.
It is. It's back, baby. The Pens are looking good. Evgeny Malkin's out for another 6 weeks, so that's kind of a tough
You guys don't even fucking care.
What's his name?
What's his name?
Mr. Crosby.
Sidney?
Yeah.
Sidney Crosby?
Oh, yeah, that one's
old now.
I think,
yeah. You know, up there. Stars are 1 and 5.
Yeah. He is getting up there.
He's the only player I know, I think, in the entire NHL.
Alex Ovechkin?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah.
I think.
Anybody else?
That'll do it.
Wow.
Yep.
We just covered all that and all in half an hour.
Yep.
Now Hunter has to go eat some good dinner tonight.
Yeah, guys, that's going to do it for me on the show today. I got a nice dinner. My wife is prepared. And yeah, that's all I got.
Hunter's changed, man.
What?
Hunter's changed.
I'm a changed man now. Yeah.
He's a married man.
Yeah, what am I going to tell my wife? Oh, yeah, I wanted to record a podcast.
Bring her on the show.
No. Buy some wet registry gifts. I'll send you the link, and she'll come on the show. Sound good?
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right.
TBD.
Bet.
All right. All right, well, that'll wrap this segment up. Then we'll be right back after this, and we'll kind of do our wrap-up for the day, and then we'll be back tomorrow to look forward to this upcoming week slate of games. So we'll be right back after this. All right, welcome back into the O-Town Get Down podcast, where Hunter Mack has departed us. So it's just me and Gurno here. We're just going to wrap this kind of final part of the episode up. So we will be back tomorrow. We have confirmed that. We may have a special segment tomorrow. We may have an additional guest.
Come on the show.
So
might get a little heated. That'd be fun.
May get a little bit heated, to say the least. So should be a fun segment. Hopefully, we can get our special guest on the show tomorrow. And then me and Gurno kind of just want to talk about we got an upcoming trip. So for all you people out there that are listening, all you like 3 or 4 people, let us know, do you prefer to drive or fly when you go on vacation? So, me and Gurno are going, planning on going to Arizona. We both have family that live down there. And we weren't really sure if we were going to drive or fly. To drive, it is about a 22-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
So, we wouldn't do all that in one,
day and a half
in one sitting. So we'd have to kind of break it up. So we're planning on, if we were to drive, drive down to
Albuquerque,
New Mexico, stop there for the night and then pick it back up next day and then, head over to Phoenix. So, that's one option. Otherwise, the other option is just flying, which is a lot quicker, probably more efficient. But both me and Gurno are under 21, so the possibility of renting a car
it's not
very
slim
to none. Yeah, so most places you have to be 21 or upwards of 25, so we wouldn't be able to rent a car. So we'd have to Uber and Lyft. Really everywhere around there.
Unless you get a hotel down in the hot spots.
Unless, you get right in the central part of Phoenix or downtown area. So, kind of just give us your guys' thoughts, comment. Just hit us up on Twitter, Instagram. Let us know if you think we should drive or fly. At first, we were kind of leaning towards driving, but I think now with what if we were to drive, I mean, that'd be putting so much mileage on Gurno's car, and it'd just
be
so exhausting just getting down there. And then by the time we get down there, we're just so tired.
Only gives us 3 or 4 days to enjoy.
Yeah.
Arizona.
And so, we're kind of leaning more towards flying now, but like I said, let us know what you guys think. If you guys have any, advice for us before we head down there. So that's that. Gurno, any final comments you kind of want to add?
about
before we wrap this up. So yeah, we will be back tomorrow. Again, looking forward, looking ahead to the next week, of games. And then we'll be back the following week to recap this upcoming week game. So, that's really been this, episode. I know it's kind of been shorter than usual, but like I said, we're having two episodes, a week now. So, more content, more of us. So, appreciate it, guys. As always, we're streaming from the Omaha Marriott. Come stop by, say hi, see all the lovely amenities they got, to offer here. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Peace.
Peace out, guys.